For Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Gene Engany reading Silvershot, fifth in the Derbyman series by Gary McCarthy. 1. The heavy crunch of rolling ore wagons, the staccato popping of bullwhips, and the unending banter of drunken Virginia City miners filtered up from C Street, but were ignored by the famous dime novelist. Darby Buckingham was deeply engrossed in putting down the final lines of his latest and best Western novel, The Pony Express War. As he penned the last sentences, Darby felt the rich sense of contentment and satisfaction that came to him only with the completion of a story well told. With a flourish, he wrote The End, and eased back in his chair. Wait, he thought happily, until his New York publisher, J. Franklin Warner, reads this one. Darby felt quite justified in allowing himself a rest, and, for a few weeks at least, he would do nothing but lounge about, sip his favorite brandy, and enjoy that fresh shipment of Cuban cigars. Yes, he needed time to increase his weight back to a respectable 255 pounds and rebuild his enormous strength up to the level of his circus strongman days. Darby flexed his right arm, tested its hardness. Not bad. From his desk drawer, he produced a tape measure and wrapped it around his mighty bicep. He was down only a quarter of an inch from his top form, and was confident his personal weightlifting program would soon negate the small loss. Darby liked to eat, drink, and smoke his expensive cigars, and he even enjoyed testing his strength by hoisting whatever seemed challenging. But most of all, he liked to relax.